Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I love New York.
Well, there'll be a lot of love talk on the show today. Later, how Vito Fisella loves his two families, but reportedly won't even spend time with his gay sister, and the author of a book on the history of sodomy laws in America. But first, geographic love and temporal love. Do we love New York today the way people loved it in the 1970s? This is the way it sounded in the 1970s, and we may soon find out if we love it the same way, because the New York State Tourism Board is reviving the iconic 1970s slogan, I Love New York. So my first guest is the iconic creator of the I Love New York logo, sometimes known as the I Heart New York, designer Milton Glaser. Hi, Milton. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you. How are you, Brian?
I'm okay, thank you. Where did I Heart New York come from? How did you come up with that?
Well, the phrase, I Love New York, was given to me by the advertising agency, Wells Rich Green, at the time. And the problem was to create an iconic version or a visual equivalent of those words, and that's what I did.
So you just replaced the word love with the heart and picked a typeface.
Yes, and it now, in retrospect, seems alarmingly simple.
It's so simple, it can mean anything. Did you have something specific in mind at the time?
No, not at all, except to reflect those words and to produce a little icon. And it's a little...
Whoops, did we lose Milton? We did lose Milton, didn't we? Okay, we're going to get Milton back in a second. Meanwhile, cue the music. Might as well listen to I Love New York while we're getting Milton Glaser up, if we can.
I love New York. I love New York.
This is not a 21st century piece of music, though, that's for sure. And when we're done with Milton Glaser, we'll talk to Thomas Renisi, Marketing Director for Empire State Development. We may need you folks to submit to the Tourism Board contemporary musical versions of I Love, I Heart, New York. Milton, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. I don't know what happened. My
Neither
apologies. So we were talking about how simple it was, and you've called it a silly little piece of ephemera.
Indeed, that's what it is.
And you never charged for it, did you?
I did not.
How come?
You know, the state came to me... The Assistant Commissioner of Commerce, a guy named Bill Doyle, jumped off a plane from Hong Kong, came to the office and said,
What year?
This was 75.
Uh-huh.
It was 74.
Right in the heart of the fiscal crisis.
Precisely. And the city was in bad shape, both fiscally and emotionally. And he said, we need a kind of visual equivalent to this phrase because that's what the agency's come up with, and we don't have a lot of money. So I said, fine, we'll just do it. And so... we did, and it was, as I've explained more than once, it was a point in the city's life where you really wanted to do something to encourage people to feel that the city belonged to them and could be improved again. And usually advertising campaigns are not that effective at doing it, but in this case, it all worked collectively.
And I Love New York, I Heart New York, has become not only a marketing icon, but something of a licensing fees debacle icon. The city and state now get nothing from sales, as I understand it, of all those T-shirts and mugs and stuff. The tourists still buy with that logo. I guess you don't get anything either.
Well, I certainly don't get anything. I didn't get anything throughout its history. But in my recollection, the decision was made early in the launch to not trademark the icon, but to let it be available to anyone who wanted to use it so it would circulate and people would see it, and it certainly did. And then I believe, somebody should correct me on this if there's more detail, but it was decided that the city was losing a lot of money after 8 or 10 years, and maybe it should be trademarked. So long after it was created, the decision to make it a trademarkable item was made, and but it was late in the game.
Yeah, and then I think the trademark expired. We'll check this with our next guest, but I think the trademark expired in the 90s. And then weren't you once involved with some kind of legal skirmish with the city or the state over you yourself using it?
It was modest, and I don't want to be an old crank because it's so easy to become one. But at a certain point after 9/11, if you recall, I did a mark that was a variation which said, "I love New York more than ever." And there was a black mark on the heart which indicated the site of the attack downtown.
It was beautiful and moving. You remember we worked together a little bit to distribute some of those.
Precisely. And you raised a lot of money to rebuild your antennas, I recall.
That's correct. Thank
you. Which was great. But the state, or a state bureaucrat, one must be precise about these things, called and said, you have to cease and desist. First they actually called to say, we'd like to use that. And I said, that's great. And they said, well, we can't put the black mark in the heart. And I said, well, there's no point to it if you don't put the black mark in the heart. He said, we will not put a black mark on the heart of New York. And he hung up indignantly. And then I received a lawyer's letter saying that they wanted all the receipts of anything I had sold with "I love New York more than ever" on it. And of course, nothing had ever been sold. But this little
And would they pay you then, reimburse you for the donation of the logo to WNYC for raising money to replace our antenna at the time?
Nobody ever reimbursed me for anything.
Well, Milton Glaser, always nice to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Same here. I hope to see you and talk to you again.
You bet. So how will I Love New York be revised? Well, Thomas Renice, Marketing Director for Empire State Development, which promotes tourism in New York State, is with us. Hi, Thomas.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. Why go back to the old 1975 slogan in 2008?
Well, we've got one of the greatest icons in the world, invented by genius Milton Glaser, whom you've just been speaking to. It's one of the best assets for any marketing organization, so we decided not to leave it on the side, but to use it in a way that can help revive and grow tourism for the state of New York.
Will you go back to the old music?
We're using the different music in different forms of our launch with the industry internally. As of now, we don't have any TV spots running, so we're not using any music with any of our creative for the time being.
I guess this doesn't exactly work in 2008, right?
You know, people still know it and sing it of almost, any generation. We're trying to think about ways that we can bring it into the 21st century, like we're bringing the whole campaign. Obviously, the internet is a key component of all of our marketing. So now it's about iloveny.com, you know, more than it is about TV spots and music and some of the things that made this campaign famous in 1977.
Maybe we need a hip-hop I Love New York or a reggae I Love New York or, you know, a metal I Love New York.
Well, and that's actually the concept we're going for, is New York State stands for so many things. And so with the relaunch of the campaign, we're taking this wonderful icon, and rather than, you know, dismissing it or discarding it or leaving it on the side, we're bringing it back, and we're treating it or enhancing it in a way that shows people there is all those different variations of New York State. And whether it's, you know, I Love New York with a baby heart to signify the family, whether it's a bunch of rock climbers on the heart to signify the adventure of New York, or whether it's the grass, the butterfly, and the squirrel to signify the great outdoors of New York. We're trying to show people there are all these variations of New York State.
All right, listeners, we have a few minutes for phone calls with your free advice. Milton Glaser once gave the Tourism Board free advice. Now you can give free advice for marketing New York as a tourist destination to Thomas Renice, Marketing Director for Empire State Development, which promotes tourism to New York City and New York State. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or you can post to our webpage at WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. You can even post a logo, something visual that you design yourself. But call us up, 212-433-9692. Now, look at this. Roy on Roosevelt Island says...
Yes, hi.
Hi, you are what?
I was music director of Benton and Bowles, a competing agency to Wells Rich Green at the time, but I very much admired the music that was created for it, and I think that the fact that it has lasted so long speaks for itself. And I think credit should be given to the composer of that music.
Oh, good. Who was it?
It was Steve Carman. And also, I think it's a gross mistake not to use that, to continue to use it. It's like saying, da-da-da-da is out of date, you know. It is a great piece of music, that everyone, as he said, hums and whistles, and definitely should be just as much a part of the campaign as the visual logo. It's the audio logo. In fact, it's the logo that most people carry with them.
So there's your first piece of advice, Tom.
Yeah, and we agree with you. Steve Carman has been a great friend to I Love New York over the years, and we're just trying to find a way as appropriate as we can to use it, given that we're not running any TV spots right now. But I completely agree. It's one that's quite memorable and has been transformed in different variations over the last 30 years.
Roy, thanks for chiming in. Does I Love New York mean something different today in the post 9/11 era or in the weak dollar era than it did once upon a time?
You know, I think it stands for New York City more than anything in the world. And as you travel the world and see it in various forms, people associate it with the greatest city in the world, which is right here in New York. And I think it was originally started in 1977, as Milton Glaser said, in part to help the city, but it was a state campaign, and in fact, one of the first several ads that were produced were about the great outdoors and the Adirondacks of New York. But over time, particularly with the Broadway ads and so forth, became really, you know, an icon for New York City, and I think even more so after 9/11.
And you have a statewide, not a New York City, focus this time around, right?
We do, and our mandate is to show folks all that New York State has to offer beyond the great city of New York. Tourism's a $47 billion industry employing 740,000 people across the whole state, and the state has a lot to offer, and frankly, we are the state with the heart of the city, and we want people to see how exciting all of New York is, and that's the charge and the mission of our new campaign.
You know, it's funny, when I call for people to offer you slogans and advice and marketing tips, the first two calls that came in were from New Jersey. So let's hear what Melissa in Hoboken and Michael in Monroe Township have to say. Hi, Melissa and Michael.
Hi.
Melissa, go ahead.
I was going to suggest that they contact Jim Dine, the artist who used hearts as a major theme, as you know, a way of depicting New York as the center of the arts.
He's used hearts in all kinds of things, right?
Yeah, yeah. I've collected posters and postcards. They're beautiful, very colorful. I'm sure he's moved on to other themes, but I think they're pretty iconic from the 80s and 90s.
Okay, and Michael?
Well, I was wondering whether or not he was aware that the company behind the Parisia 10 film that came out last year is making a response, an American response to the film called I Love New York, where they're doing different love stories throughout the boroughs. And wouldn't that be a really amazing way to get publicity for this campaign?
That's actually, we are aware of it. One of the things that New York State does is oversees the office of the governor's office of film and television. And so it's, I think it's called New York, I Love You, though they may have transformed the name into I Love New York in recent days. And we have talked about different ways that we can market the campaign and I Love New York through the film. But again, we want to show people it stands for all of New York State. And that's really our charge right now, is to show people there's a lot to the state of New York, well beyond the greatness of New York City.
So,
and that film is clearly focused on the five boroughs, which is great.
Yeah. New York, Parisia 10. Now, what was Parisia 10, Michael?
It was 17 different short films by 17 different filmmakers.
Uh-huh.
About love in each different part of Paris. And I heard that they were doing a remake. Natalie Portman was in the French film, and I think she's doing another one here.
It's a great film, and I think the New York one's going to be even better if it can be.
Michael, thanks a lot. And Michael in Manhattan follows Michael from Monroe Township. Hi, Michael.
Hi, calling as a professor up at Columbia. We just recently did a studio with urban planners on New York City's waterfront, and we were all wondering if we needed legal rights to Milton Glaser's I Heart New York, because the students created a T-shirt with a water droplet in its place saying, I love New York's waterfront, essentially.
Uh-oh, here we go again.
And this goes all the way up, though, to Albany, and the ability to market tourism on the water could be very well served by this campaign.
Thomas Renice, what's your understanding of the status of the licensing of the logo at this point?
Great question. And, you know, and just to put it in context, I mean, like any company, this is a brand that creates value for New Yorkers, and New Yorkers own it. And so what we're really trying to do is protect that value and use it to grow the economy through tourism. And so, you know, questions like that actually we get all the time. We have a legal counsel that handles those, but as well as a licensing agent. But essentially, yeah, you do need permission to use the icon if it's, you know, in close resemblance to what the I Love New York original mark that was created by Milton Glaser, and if it's particularly being used in the tourism category or related categories that we're currently using the I Love New York mark, like T-shirts and other tourist souvenirs, because, you know, it is a brand that New Yorkers own, and we want to make sure it's used appropriately and that we're good stewards of it. So, yeah, you'd have to ask for permission, and we'd have to, you know, go through the legal process of making sure that it was legitimate and we gave you the rights to use it.
Brian, may I follow up with a quick?
Go.
Well, my two quick things. One is I will follow up. My hope is that Columbia University and the work that we've done could also somehow benefit your ad campaign, and maybe we give it to you.
Great. You should get in touch with them. Mike Thomas Renese, R-A-N-E-S-E, Marketing Director for Empire State Development, which promotes tourism to New York State. So, Michael from Columbia, you should definitely get in touch with them. I guess you're probably pretty loose with rights to use that logo because you want to spread the brand, you want to spread that logo, that image, as long as people aren't using it in a way that somehow insults New York.
Absolutely. We don't want it to be derogatory of New York State in any way. But we don't want to be loose. We want to actually be pretty disciplined because, you know, I have a brand and marketing background, and in order for the brand to continue to have value and to have the meaning we want it to have, which is about tourism and the greatness of all of New York State, we need to make sure it's all being used appropriately. And so we want to make sure that, you know, all intentions are sort of supporting the mission of the brand and tourism in New York State.
Now, what are some of the tourism numbers these days? How many people are coming? You started to give a few numbers before. Tell us more. How many people are coming? What are they spending? What's the place of tourism in the economy of New York City or New York State at this moment?
Sure, great question. And it's quite a big business. I mean, it's a $47 billion industry in terms of direct and indirect spending that's created due to tourism across the state. It employs over 740,000 people or jobs, which is quite significant. And in some places, like the Catskills, the Adirondacks, tourism actually accounts for almost one in every five jobs. So quite a significant contributor to the state's economy here in the city, but also in different regions across the state. We're getting close to 150 million visitors a year. And our goal, as David Patterson, governor, announced last week when we launched the campaign, is to strive for 200 million visitors by 2020. The city is booming right now due to the exchange rate and influx of travelers from all over the world, and we're trying to find a way with this campaign to get them to stay longer and see more of New York than just New York City.
People are going to have to, like, push us into the subways like they do in Tokyo if they have that many tourists at one time.
And push them into the subways and then get them on Metro North, Amtrak, and LIRR and let them see what surrounds the great city of New York.
Is the place of tourism in the economy, I mean, those are big numbers, but they're a little bit mind-numbing. Is the place of tourism in the economy changing with rising food and energy prices and a dropping dollar?
It's a great question. We actually think there's a great opportunity for New York right now, and that's what this campaign is designed to target. Folks are still looking to travel, right? We all still want to get away, no matter how big or small our pocketbooks might be. And so with that, and even with the price of gas, we know people are still getting in their cars. They may not go as far, but that's an opportunity for New York to attract the 80 million people that live within a five-hour driving radius. 80 million people. It's a huge market.
Uh-huh. So you've really got two things going here. With the economic, you know, downturn, people might travel locally more, and there are so many people within driving distance. That's one thing. But also with the weak dollar, you're getting people from all over the world more than, you know, we can go buy up New York.
Exactly. It's a great combination of factors, not just all over the world, but in our backyard. How about Canada with the exchange rate? Folks are coming down from Canada in record numbers. So let's get them here. Let's get our neighbors here who want to get away, and let's keep the Brits and the Europeans here a bit longer.
Gosh, with the new stagflation, maybe it is the 1970s again.
Hopefully we'll pick up and get out of this a lot quicker.
And with all this that everybody's making, maybe can you give Milton Glaser something off the top here? Don't you think he deserves it after 30 years?
He's been a great friend to us recently, and we hope to keep him actively involved. We respect his work tremendously.
You have a website where people like the professor from Columbia can go?
We do, and it's quite simple. It's iloveny.com, and actually you can find out about information of New York State and build your own customized travel guide. You know, today it's all about the Internet, so we put some new tools on there last week. that allow people to find exactly what they're looking for based on where they're coming from and what they're interested in doing.
And you have to spell out the word love because there's no heart key on the computer, right?
That's right. Not yet.
Thomas Renice, Marketing Director for Empire State Development, which promotes tourism to New York State. Thanks a lot for coming on. Good luck with the new campaign.
Thanks for having us.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And tourism isn't the only thing that can boost New York's economy right now. How about making New York a video game industry capital? Could happen. Stay with us.